Comptroller Kevin Lembo says the surplus for the fiscal year ending in June is now up to nearly $246 million. He says that's thanks in part to additional money from a successful program that allowed people and businesses a break on penalties if they made good on late taxes. Lembo says the improved economy has also led to an increase in corporation taxes and the real estate conveyance tax. But Connecticut isn't expected to stay in the black for long. The legislature's Office of Fiscal Analysis and the governor's budget chief don't agree on how big the deficit will be in fiscal year 2015, but they agree it's coming. Lembo says the state needs to put more money away in its rainy day fund to get ready. He wants the legislature to pass a law raising the cap on how much can be put away, from 10% of spending to 15%. Lembo says proposed legislation to do that in recent years hasn't been successful because during a recession, it's hard to think there will ever be a surplus.
But now that there is, it's important that it gets committed for that purpose before it can get frittered away on things that are perhaps important but don't lead to the long-term stability for the people of the state.
Lembo says since 1990, the state's surpluses have added up to almost $5 billion, most of which did not go to build the budget reserve. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.